All right, if everybody take their seats, we will come to order this morning. Rosa, please call the roll.
Chair Brannon.
Here.
Vice Chair Smith.
Here.
Ranking Member Valdez.
Good morning, present.
Representatives Beltran.
Here.
Bracy Davis.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Dugan.
Here.
Fabricio. Fernandez Barquin. Gottlieb.
Here.
Jacques.
Here.
Saroy.
Here.
Snyder.
Here.
Stark.
Here.
Waldron.
Here.
The quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Rosa. The quorum being present, welcome everyone this morning to the Justice Appropriations Committee. Thank you for getting up early and gathering here with us. As a reminder to the public and the members, please ensure that your cell phones and other communication devices are turned off, placed on silent. And anyone who wants to speak before the subcommittee today, please fill out an appearance card and provide it to the sergeants, and they'll get them up here to us. We'll take up six member bills this morning. So without further delay, I see Representative Killebrew there on the front row. So if he'll come forward. We'll take up House Bill 1047, Offenses Against Certain Animals, by Representative Sam Killebrew. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thanks, committee. This is a pretty simple bill. This bill allows to increase the penalties from a first-degree misdemeanor to a third-degree felony for an individual who intentionally, maliciously strikes or causes bodily harm to a police canine, fire nine, SAR canines, and police horses. Right now, it is a first degree. We had an example to show you how it works. A dog chased a guy into a swamp. The guy grabbed him by the collar, tried to drown him. Wasn't able to do that, but because he didn't use a weapon, they couldn't charge him with a third degree. So that's what the bill is related to. And that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative. I see no amendments. Members, do we have any questions for the sponsor? Any questions? Seeing none, do we have any public testimony? Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waves in support. Kate McFaul, Humane Society of the United States, waves in support. And David Shep with the Polk County Sheriff's Office, also waves in support. Members, seeing no more public testimony, do we have any debate? Any debate? Seeing none, Representative Killebrew, you're recognized to close on House Bill 1047.
Wave close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. Rosa, please call the roll.
Chair Brannon?
Yes.
Vice Chair Smith?
Yes.
Ranking Member Valdez?
Yes.
Representatives Beltran?
Yes.
Bracy Davis?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Dugan?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Fernandez Barquin? Gottlieb?
Yes.
Jacques?
Yes.
Saroy?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Stark?
Yes.
Waldron?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Rosa. By your vote, we'll show the bill is favorably forwarded on to the next committee. Thank you, sir. Next up is House Bill 1353, Commercial Financing Product Brokers, by Representative Bankson. Good morning, sir. You're recognized.
Thank you. Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Chair Brannon. Good morning, Vice Chair Smith and Ranking Member Valdez and all the other members. It's good to see you this morning. This is a great bill. Today I'm presenting for you, for your consideration, House Bill 1353 relating to commercial financing products and brokers. Simply put, the bill requires providers of commercial financing to provide simple and clear disclosures that allow business owners to make accurate comparisons between different types of financing. This legislation codifies best practices for providers of non-bank commercial financing and brokers to benefit Florida businesses and state's economy. The proposed legislation standardizes the disclosures related to total cost of capital, and that's the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. I see no amendments. Members, do we have any questions for the sponsor? Any questions for Representative Bankson? Seeing none, public testimony. We have Abby Vail, Revenue-Based Finance Coalition, waving in support. So, Okay. Members, any debate? Well, this thing's going to go fast. Representative Bates, you recognize to close on House Bill 1353.
I waive close.
Thank you, sir. Rosa, please call the roll.
Chair Brannon?
Yes.
Vice Chair Smith?
Yes.
Ranking Member Valdez?
Yes.
Representatives Beltran?
Yes.
Gracie Davis?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Duggan?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Fernandez-Barquin?
Yes.
Gottlieb?
Yes.
Jacques?
Yes.
Saroy?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Stark?
Yes.
Waldron?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Rosa. By your vote, the bill is reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Next up is House Bill 977, Clerk of Courts, by Representative Botana. Good morning, sir, and you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Committee, for hearing this good bill. This bill will help close the funding gap between the clerk's current revenue and anticipated expenditures so they can perform essential court-related functions. That is the bill, sir.
Thank you, sir. I see you have an amendment, and you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Chair. This is a strike-all amendment. This redirects the specific revenue from general revenue funds to trust funds used by the clerks, reducing the estimated total amount of an annual redirect from $34 million to $24 million. Collection requirements for specific filing fees collected by the clerks and authorizes the requested specific reimbursements for certain due process costs and civil integrity applications. That is the amendment.
Thank you, sir. Representative Botana, having explained his amendment. Members, do we have any questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? Representative Valdez, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Rep. Botana. By transferring it to a trust fund, is that a sweepable trust fund?
You're recognized.
Thank you for that good question, Rep. Valdez. I'll have to confirm with the clerks, but I don't believe so.
Okay. Thanks. It's a great bill.
Any more questions on the amendment? Seeing none, any public testimony on the amendment? We have none. Members, any debate on the amendment? Debate on the amendment. Seeing none, all in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed say nay. Show the amendment as adopted. We're now back on the bill as amended. So any questions, members, on the bill as amended? Representative Bracy Davis, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning. Thank you for this really good bill. I've talked with my county, and they are really excited about this. Can you tell me about the $31.15 million and how that will be dispersed from county to county? Is it based on size or how that would work?
You're recognized.
Thank you for that good question, Rep. Bracy Davis. I would imagine it's going to come back into a fund, and it will be dispersed amongst counties and on a direct, you know, so I'm sure Dade County is going to get more than Hillsborough and everything along those lines. So it'll be through the field.
Representative Gottlieb, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Chair. And Representative Botana, thank you for bringing this bill. I think it's a good bill and it's very much needed. I've been talking for years about helping to fund the clerks by raising the civil filing fees, which I think is inappropriately low at $400. Is there any portion of your bill that does increase the civil filing fees?
Recognize, sir.
Thank you for that good question. That is a great question, and unfortunately, no, not in this bill.
One more.
Follow up.
Never mind. I'm fine. Thank you, Chair.
That first one was so, it was not a good question. It was a great question, so you didn't need a follow up. Any other members with questions? All right. We'll now move into public testimony. Got several here to read. Christian Miner with the Florida Juvenile Justice Association waves in support. Sarah Couture with New Venture Fund waves in support. Honorable Greg Godwin, Hamilton County Clerk of the Court and Comptroller, waves in support. Honorable James Swisher, Columbia County Clerk of the Court and Comptroller, waves in support. Honorable Barry Baker, Suwanee County Clerk of Courts and Comptroller, waving in support. Laura Roth, Honorable Laura Roth, I guess, Volusia County, Clerk of the Circuit Court. Thank you, waving in support. Honorable Rachel Sadoff, if I pronounce that correctly, from Brevard County, the Clerk of the Court, waving in support. And the Honorable Stacy Butterfield from Polk County, the Clerk of the Court, waving in support. Seeing no further testimony, members, we are now on debate on the bill as amended. Gottlieb, recognized.
Thank you, Chair. The only thing I want to say is I do think it's a great bill. I've read it. I think it's said, you know, it's needed, and I'm going to continue to beat this drum. I think that one of the better ways to fund the court system is obviously we have filing fees. And as a criminal defense lawyer, I see that the court costs in criminal cases are 2 to 3 times higher than they are in any civil case. And civil cases tend to last a lot longer. I think that moving forward, I don't know if it could change for the House floor or I'm talking to the committee, really. I'd like to see whether it's next session or on the House floor, this bill or another clerk's funding bill include at least a study or a look at the civil filing fees and see whether or not they should be increased. I'm up on the bill, though. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Gottlieb. We'll now go to Representative Beltran.
Thank you, Chairman. And Rev. Gottlieb and I have had, I guess, a longstanding discussion spanning other sessions on this topic. I guess I'm mostly a civil litigator and with a little criminal, and I think Rep. Gottlieb is the reverse. I mean, I think I may have said this in civil justice, but I think the clerks should just be funded from general revenue like everyone else, and there's some provision in the Constitution. No one really knows why it's there or how it got there or why it got there that says they're supposed to be funded chiefly or mostly by these fees that they assess to litigants. And I find that the civil fees are really kind of arbitrary. First of all, some of the clerks charge double or triplicate fees, which is something we'll discuss perhaps another day. But you could file a very simple case that settles right away. It's $400. You could file a case where you have 20, 30 hearings and have a week-long trial in court, and it's still a $400 filing fee. So you're really not charging people proportionate to what they're using. If you want to do a simple case, sometimes I occasionally do a case. Someone just calls up. They don't really have money. I'll do a civil case kind of on a contingency, even though it's not my practice. I still got to have them give me $500 to cover the filing fee and the service of process, which is usually done privately. But that's an impediment. A lot of people can or won't do that. So I don't understand. There's even areas where we, like domestic violence injunctions, where we don't charge any filing fee. And that, of course, imposes a burden on the clerks because we have this model where we're funded by user fees, which is, other than toll roads, I really can't think of another government service where we're funding exclusively from user fees. So there are a couple issues. I hope we address these either this session or another session or by constitutional amendment, if necessary. But I don't think that the civil practitioners are getting away with something versus the criminal litigants. Like I said, I got to respectfully disagree with that. And I'll be up on the bill today, but look forward to having that discussion on those topics. Thank you for listening to me for a few minutes.
Thank you. Vice Chair Smith, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. And I just wanted to thank the representative for bringing the bill forward. You know, shortly after I was elected in 2018, I had a chance to sit down at length with my clerk of the courts in Seminole County, Grant Malloy, and for him to lay out and explain. And if other members haven't had that one-on-one conversation with your clerk, I after session, I strongly recommend you do that, because no one would design a system like we have, the way the clerks are operated and funded. If you were going to start with a blank sheet of paper, the way we do it in Florida is not the way you would draw it out. It makes no sense. So I appreciate you bringing a bill forward that it moves us in a direction that's more lean, more aligned, and I think it's a step in the right direction. We'll probably have some more legislation in the future as we work through this, because we don't do major overhaul in Florida well. So every year we'll have a bill and we'll come back and we'll find it and we'll make it a little bit better and a little bit better. And that's a good thing, but also it leads us to how we got to where we are. And so I think there's more work to do on behalf of the clerks to allow them to serve the citizens of Florida. But I just wanted to thank you for this bill.
Thank you, Vice Chair Smith. Anyone else in debate? I try to stay in touch with my sheriff, my school superintendent, my clerks, my tax collectors, all of them. In fact, three of mine came, Greg. I still count you as one of mine. Thank you all for being. All right, no more debate. Representative Botana, you're recognized to close on House Bill 977.
Thank you, Chair. I look forward to working with a couple attorneys here, Rep. Gottlieb and Rep. Beltran, to work out something if this year or most likely next year. But thank you, guys. I look forward to doing that. With that, I close.
Thank you, sir. Representative Botana, having closed on the bill, Rosa, please call the roll.
Chair Brannon?
Yes.
Vice Chair Smith?
Yes.
Ranking Member Valdez?
Yes.
Representatives Beltran?
Yes.
Racy Davis?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Duggan?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Fernandez Barquin?
Yes.
Gottlieb?
Yes.
Jacques?
Yes.
Saroy?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Stark?
Yes.
Waldron?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Rosa. By your vote, the bill is reported favorably. Congratulations, sir. Next up is House Bill CS for HB 779, Pregnant Women in the Criminal Justice System by Representative Hart. Morning. You're recognized.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Chairman and Vice Chair Smith and Ranking Member Valdez. Thank you for the opportunity to present my bill, HB 779, also known as Ava's Law. I drafted this piece of legislation after a newborn named Ava died in August of 2021, shortly after her mother, Erica Thompson, gave birth in Alachua County Jail. Thompson gave birth alone in her cell. Her child, Ava, was then transferred to the hospital, but later died. We must think about all the other incarcerated mothers who have faced situations like this one, and we cannot continue to fail them. Ava's Law will protect pregnant mothers across the state and allow the judge to have the discretion to defer their sentencing until delivery. This legislation would aid mothers in developing special bonds with their children, which they're not receiving under current law. It also allows the mother to make safe and adequate arrangements for caring for her child after birth before being transferred to prison. Children, despite their parents' choices, deserve a fair opportunity to be in the care of loved ones. Unfortunately, while the sadness of humanity in our state is being neglected, I hope we can finally get bipartisan solidarity to help incarcerated mothers and their children grow up in a positive environment. I hope that I can get your favorable support on this piece of legislation. This piece of legislation will allow a judge to determine when a mother should be allowed out to remain out until her baby is born and he gets the discretion. He only can get that discretion to decide if she should have her sentence deferred and give her 12 weeks to bond with that baby before she's incarcerated. That's the bill.
Thank you, Representative Hart. I see no amendments. Members, do we have any questions of the sponsor? Questions? No questions? Do we have any public testimony? Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waves in support. Arlie Colin, mess this one up, Lurari National Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice, waves in support. Brian Jogerst, Florida Association of Healthy Start Coalitions, waving in support. Barbara Devane, Florida Now, waving in support. Laurette Phillipson, Florida Cares, waving in support. And Karen Woodall, Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy, waving in support. No more public testimony, members. We are now in debate. Any debate on Representative Hart's bill? Ranking Member Valdez, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And Representative Hart, thank you very much for this very thoughtful bill. I appreciate that Representative Jacques is also a co-prime sponsor of the bill.
Who?
Oh, no, it's the wrong one.
That's
I'm
my
so
next
sorry.
Bill.
It's your next one. I'm looking at the wrong one. But nonetheless, it's great to see bipartisanship really happening. So I'm glad to hear that. But this particular bill will save babies. And these babies, as we all know, they weren't asked to be here. And for some unfortunate situations, God bless you, for some unfortunate situations that may have occurred, and that baby succumbed to death by neglect, is a very sad thing to see. I hope, members, that this is a unanimous vote in support of these women that fall into circumstances and wind up, you know, pregnant, and unfortunate circumstances happen near the time that they're going to have their child. So, Representative Hart, thank you once again for bringing forward this very thoughtful bill, and I hope to see a unanimous vote on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Bracey Davis. You're recognized.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Rep. Hart, for this extremely thoughtful and caring and considerate bill. You said it perfectly today. Children deserve better. We understand that children are innocent. I am a former Department of Children and Families attorney, and our standard was always what is in the best interest of the child. And I think this bill very closely aligns with what is in the best interest of the child. So thank you for bringing this forth, and you have my support, and I am up on this bill.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in debate? Anyone else? Seeing none, Representative Hart, you recognize the close on CS for HB 779.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'd just like to say this is very, very important. I was at Lowell on yesterday and had an opportunity to see some pregnant women and to speak with them. And the fact that some are giving up their babies in exchange for money was very, very disturbing to me yesterday. So I'm hoping that we will get this bill passed. And remember, only the judge has that discretion based on certain charges, so it's strictly up to him whether or not he will allow a woman to remain out while she gives birth to her baby. So thank you. I hope to get your favorable support.
Thank you, Representative Hart. Having closed on her bill, Rosa, please call the roll.
Chair Brannon?
Yes.
Vice Chair Smith?
Yes.
Ranking Member Valdez?
Yes.
Representative Beltran?
Yes.
Bracey Davis?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Duggan?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Fernandez-Barkin?
Yes.
Gottlieb?
Yes.
Jacques?
No.
Saroy?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Stark?
Yes.
Waldron?
Yes.
14 yeas, 1 nay.
Thank you, Rosa. By your vote, the bill is reported favorably. Hold what you got and maintain that position, because you're now up with CS for HB 1045, Certified Peer Specialist Gateway Pilot Program. You're recognized, Representative Hart.
Thank you. As my co-sponsor approaches. Thank you.
You sure?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I should have killed his bill, right? But it's okay. It's okay. It's called Easter spirit. It's okay. Thank you for this opportunity to present HB 1045, Certified Peer Specialist. HB 1045 creates the Certified Peer Specialist Gateway Pilot Program with inside of the Department of Corrections. The purpose of the program is to provide participating inmates with a path to become certified peer specialists by offering such inmates the necessary training hours and experience needed for certification while incarcerated, and assisting inmates who complete the program with post-incarceration employment. Research has shown that social support provided by peers is beneficial to those in recovery from a substance use disorder or mental illness. This act supports the department's efforts to provide effective treatment and relapse prevention, as well as increases chances of successful reentry of incarcerated individuals in recovery, increasing the potential for successful treatment outcomes and providing an avenue for gainful employment in a high demand field. Affords the population the ability to assist others in society battling addiction. And you all know that I am a prison advocate and an inmate advocate as well, but this bill really will help a lot of people. Who knows better than a person who may have those issues to be able to help you? And surprisingly enough, I saw it on television this morning. Help people who help you that looks like you. You can call in, and somebody who is a former drug addict or alcoholic will then help you. So I was very excited to carry the bill with my co-sponsor.
And I'll add, Mr. Chair, if I may, that, you know, as a former prosecutor, you know, the vast majority of a lot of the crimes I prosecute, especially property crimes, a lot of individuals were struggling with substance abuse. And you saw the recidivism rates, and I often thought, you know, I'm all for people doing the time. I mean, that's very clear. But while they are doing the time, what kind of services are being provided to make sure that we're addressing these issues, that they don't come back into our court system? And this is the type of program that would allow that, with a peer specialist program, with individuals who've gone and walked that path, who will allow these individuals to break the shackles of addiction and ultimately cut down on crime in our communities.
Thank you. Thank you both. I see no amendments. Members, do we have any questions of the sponsors? Any questions? Representative Roy, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You referred to this being a pilot program. Can you describe the scope of how that's going to work?
You're recognized.
Yes, sir. For one, it will be piloted in 4 of our DOC, Gadsden Reentry, Baker Reentry, Lowell Annex, and Marion Correctional. And it is to determine whether or not it works, which we know it will work. That's why it's called a pilot, because we don't have this type of program currently in our facilities that allow a peer specialist to be trained inside and then go out and get a job in the same field. But those are the 4 facilities where it's going to be. And what will happen is those people inside, the loved ones inside, will be trained first and get their hours and get their certification. They will then be able to help some individuals inside.
Follow up, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When you refer to the individuals being trained, are they inmates that are eventually completing their sentence and being released?
Yes, sir. Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
You're fine.
One final
thing. Let me see the
yes, sir.
Time frame. It's about 16 months before they're released that they can get their certification. I believe it's 16.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And one final follow-up. What are conditions for participation in the training? Are we talking about nonviolent offenders? What classes of offenses would qualify? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Hart.
Say they are. Go ahead.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Last committee stop, we did have an amendment that excluded a host of offenses from this program. So mostly all violent crimes are excluded. So any kind of sex crimes, aggravated battery, any type of homicide, any type of arson. So those type of crimes will not be eligible. To participate. And then of the individuals who are eligible, once they are certified, an employer will need their incarceration record to know what their background is within the Department of Corrections. And then any client that treats with that individual will have to provide consent to treat with somebody who's gone through this peer specialist program within the Department of Corrections.
Members, any more questions of the sponsors? Public testimony. We have Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance, excuse me, waving in support. Mr. Jeffrey Sharkey, Gateway Foundation, waving in support. Thank you, sir. Laurette Phillipson, Florida Cares, waving in support. Marnie Stallman, the Mental Health Association of Central Florida, proponent of the bill, waving in support. See no other public testimony. Members, we are now in debate. Anybody in debate? Representative Gottlieb, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to comment as a member of the recovery community, knowing that, AA, which I think this is essentially modeled after, started in 1935, and what it brought to the community was sponsorship. And that's really what a peer recovery specialist is. And when you're talking about reentry, people are reentering society. They really need, whether you're giving them the opportunity to have a job or just to have a person to fall back on when they're feeling anxious, you know, and thinking about picking up and getting back into whether it's drug dealing or alcoholism or whatever their issue is, I think that this is a very important piece of legislation that will help us study whether or not programs like this are effective. And they have been proven to be effective for almost 100 years at this point in time. And peer recovery and what's called sponsorship is the most effective form of, without medical science, of course, keeping people, you know, off their drug of choice. So I really applaud the two of you working together on this bill. I think it's important also, it shows that there are times that we disagree, but there are times that we can come together and, you know, agree to disagree and then agree. So I applaud you both for working on it. I think it's a great piece of legislation.
Anyone else in debate? All right. I appreciate that. And I, Representative Hart, I appreciate that plug for Baker Correctional there. I heard it on the list. I see our correction staff in the back, that plug to get it reopened. You're recognized to close on House Bill 1045, or either one of you, whichever one wishes to do it.
We waive close.
Thank you. Rosa, please call the roll.
Chair Brannon?
Yes.
Vice Chair Smith?
Yes.
Ranking Member Valdez?
Yes.
Representative Beltran?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Bracy Davis?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Duggan?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Fernandez-Barkin?
Yes.
Gottlieb?
Yes.
Jacques?
Yes.
Saroy?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Stark?
Yes.
Waldron?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Rosa. Congratulations once again by your vote. The bill is reported favorably. Last but not least, we'll move to our own member of the committee. Next up will be CSHB 67, Protection of Specified Personnel by Representative Gottlieb. You are recognized, sir.
Thank you, Chair. Permission to present from my seat?
You may.
Thank you. Members, appreciate the time and consideration this morning of House Bill 67. There's been some issues in the court system where individuals have been contacting judicial assistants, judges' offices, and knowingly and willfully harassing them. It's been a predicament for law enforcement, not being able to arrest them and charge them with offenses. And this bill would cure that by making it a first-degree misdemeanor. That is the bill, sir.
Thank you, sir, for that explanation. See no amendments. Members, do we have any questions of the sponsor? You're recognized.
Yeah, I had a quick question. Do other states... thank you. Do other states do this already?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not aware of any other states. I just do know that it is a problem and a predicament in our court system and courthouses at this point in time, and something that is sadly needed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Waldron. Anyone else with questions? Okay, public testimony. We have Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waiving in support. And Madison Woodley wishes to appear. Is she here? She is a proponent of the bill. I guess she's not here. Okay, members, seeing no more public testimony, we're now in debate. Any members in debate? Representative Waldron, you're recognized.
I just want to say I think this is a good bill, and I'm hoping that other states, if they don't already have it, think about expanding it, because I have friends and family in the judicial system, and it's a problem in other states. So I hope that they can take a page out of what we're doing. So thank you for bringing this representative to the to the committee.
Thank you. Vice Chair Smith.
Thank you, Chair. And again, I'd just like to thank the representative for bringing the bill. It's a good dovetail into our judicial assistance bill that would give them the public records exemption. But again, as I presented my bill, I've seen pages and pages and pages of reports, testimony, statements from judicial assistants, secretary, clerical staff of the harassing phone calls, the cyber stalking. This is a real problem. Thank you for bringing this good bill forward.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else in debate? Okay. Seeing no one else, Representative Gottlieb, you're recognized to close on CS for HB 67.
Thank you, Chair. And I do agree with Representative Smith. I think that this is a partner bill to House Bill 75. I think they do work in conjunction with one another, and I thought that that was a great bill when I saw it. As Representative Waldron said, that this bill could be expanded to other states. I do think that that perhaps it could also be expanded to the clerks, and I know that they're sitting in the gallery and are interested in that at the next stop. So that's something that I'm looking forward to hopefully being able to add for the bill as I hopefully get your favorable support today. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Representative Gottlieb, having closed on the bill, Rosa, please call the roll.
Chair Brannon?
Yes.
Vice Chair Smith?
Yes.
Ranking Member Valdez?
Yes.
Representative Beltran?
Yes.
Gracie Davis?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Duggan?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Fernandez-Barquin?
Yes.
Gottlieb?
Yes.
Jacques?
Yes.
Saroy?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Stark?
Yes.
Waldron?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Rosa. By your vote, the bill is reported favorably. Congratulations, sir. Members, we are all out of bills for today. This will conclude our meeting agenda for today, but let me tell you, this will most likely be our last subcommittee meeting of the session. I want to take a brief moment to thank each of you for your participation and input throughout the session, both the interim committee weeks and the session committee meetings. I want to thank our staff, Adam Keith, seated here next to my right, our budget chief. Also, Matthew and Shane and Rosa, seated here to my left. We appreciate everything they do for us. And I'll now yield to Ranking Member Valdez for some final remarks.
Thank you very much, Chair Brannon. And before I get to my final remarks, I wanted to make an introduction and recognition today. I have in the audience sitting with us today Ava Singelbaum, and she is a political science student at FSU, and she's my shadow for the day. So I wanted to, she's a freshman as well, so I hope you have a really good experience here in the Florida House. So welcome. And well, now, Chair Brannon and Vice Chair Smith and committee members, thank you very much for the honor of being your ranking member. This silo has been a new silo for me, so I've had to learn quite a bit. Again, feeling like a freshman on day one in the Florida House where you're drinking out of a fire hydrant and not a hose. I've learned a lot in this particular committee of our judicial system. I appreciate the debates that we have had, the impassioned debates that we have had. I feel that sometimes I feel like I'm, that one that tries to bring people together. And trying to bring consciousness of sometimes of the things that we do and we say towards each other or towards our constituents. And I believe that that's important. I hope that that we can continue to work in that manner and be able to be respectful of each other as we have been and understand that, like today, we saw in times in which we disagree, there are times in which we do agree, and we had that example today with Representatives Hart and Representative Jacques. I also wanted to take this opportunity to thank Adam and Rosa and Matthew and Shane, as well as Matt Henderson, who sits back there in the little corner back there. He's our Democratic staff analyst, and he helps me really truly understand some of the legal jargon that my lawyer colleagues here totally understand. So, again, thank you, Chair Brannon, for allowing me to be your ranking member, and I'm looking forward to next session. Thank you.
Thank you, Ranking Member Valdez. We appreciate you, and I'll now move to Vice Chair Smith.
Thank you, Chair. Just very briefly, just like to thank Adam and the entire staff. I think it's been, whether we've all been working member projects, availability and it's been great, although we know our job isn't completely done yet. We still have conference to go. But just like to thank Chair Brannon. You go back from, we have some new members here that are on and some new members just to the committee. And just like to thank you. Really, you've held almost a tutorial on how to be a committee chair. From the briefings that we got from Department of Corrections to Justice System, judges that have come in and briefed, and then the way you've handled some hot topics that we've heard today, professional, always, and it's been a pleasure to serve with you, and thank you for your role model that you've been to this entire committee and here in the House. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? I appreciate each and every one of you, and I value your friendship. I enjoy working with you, and we'll look forward to moving into conference and finishing this thing out. If no one has any further business which may properly be presented, I will say that I see Representative Campbell down there, and he moves, we rise. And with that, without objection, this meeting is adjourned.